Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, August 11th. The famed Iowa State Fair kicks off and Republican presidential hopefuls make their way through to meet and greet voters in advance of that first big debate. I'm in Des Moines, Iowa today, where you can't throw a stone without hitting a presidential candidate. They are all descending upon the Iowa State Fair, which kicked off yesterday here in Iowa and will run for the next 10 days, giving presidential hopefuls lots of opportunity to meet and greet lots of potential Republican caucus goers here in Iowa. It allows the politicians the opportunity to take questions directly from voters. It also tests the politicians' ability to meet people where they are and mingle with them in a more casual atmosphere. And it is a bit of a test for candidates with so much media attention on the state fair to sort of perform the retail politics thing in front of the cameras, probably more risk than reward in that for most of these candidates, especially those that choose to eat some of that fair food on a stick in front of the cameras. But as for all that media attention, that is required for most of these candidates who are starved for attention. This has been a presidential campaign season unquestionably dominated by Donald Trump, the clear frontrunner in the race, and his legal woes, which are never ending, as we await yet a fourth indictment of the former president coming out of Georgia in the days ahead. So the fair provides an opportunity for candidates to sharpen their stump speeches. They have had two sort of formal settings of opportunity here. One, the Des Moines Register, the local newspaper, always hosts something called the Des Moines Register Soapbox here at the fair. It allows candidates to step up, address the crowd with a sort of mini stump speech and take some questions from the crowd. Also this year, the Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, the popular Republican governor here, is hosting what she's calling Fairside Chats, a play on fireside chats, harkening back to FDR, not something you'd expect maybe a Republican governor to do. But she is having each candidate come through, or at least those that accept her invitation, and share the stage and ask them questions, and also giving the candidates, therefore, another opportunity to get in front of the Iowa Republican faithful. First up at the fair yesterday, on Thursday, was former Vice President Mike Pence. He took to the Des Moines Register soapbox.
Somebody did tell me the other day, they said, I get the feeling you got a little bias for states that start in I and end with A. That may well be true.
He also took some questions from the audience, including one about his role in certifying the 2020 vote on January 6th.
There's almost no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could pick the American president. I mean, the American presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone.
That is becoming a well-rehearsed answer from the former vice president. It is a question that has come up time and again for him on the campaign trail. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum was also pitching his Midwestern roots at the fair. Here he was earlier today speaking with Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds.
When they start coming in, North Dakota farmers or Iowa farmers, and saying this is what you should or shouldn't do with your land, and when you've got seventh generation farmers here and you got a bureaucrat in Washington trying to tell you what you can or can't do on your land, that makes no sense at all.
On Saturday, the two leading candidates in the race will both be at the fair. We will see Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, as well as former President Donald Trump, who's going to show up at the fair with a slew of Florida lawmakers who have endorsed the former president, certainly needling Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, who did not win their endorsements, and now Trump is taking these endorsers with him to the state fair on the same day DeSantis will be there. Ahead of his state fair appearance, DeSantis has been barnstorming the state the third consecutive weekend now, where he is doing a bus tour sponsored by his allied super PAC, Never Back Down. Today, he appeared in his 38th county of the 99 counties here in Iowa, and he has promised to hit all of them before the caucuses in January. I was in Atlantic, Iowa, with the Florida governor today, where he addressed a crowd of potential caucus goers there. He hit on everything from immigration to education reform so that kids, as he puts it, are not indoctrinated in our schools, to being tough on China. All of those were applause lines. He also took a question from the crowd about the 6-week abortion ban that he signed into law in his state, and listen to a portion of his answer where he clearly was not committing that that was a solution that should be applied nationwide.
So I say all that, but I also understand that, you know, we have a diverse country on this issue. There's going to be debates. I think those debates are best had in communities locally and have a bottom-up movement.
In that answer, you hear a politician who may be looking ahead to where he would position himself in the general election, understanding where the politics are of this issue. And if you listen to our podcast earlier in the week, looking at that Ohio special election, you too will understand sort of the political fault lines of the issue of abortion right now in American politics. As for that DeSantis super PAC Never Back Down, they launched a brand new TV ad here in Iowa and a similar one in New Hampshire, the first in the nation primary state, going after Donald Trump for his recent comments taking on the Republican governors in those critical first two states. Now, I mentioned Kim Reynolds here in Iowa has invited the candidates. Guess who's not accepting her invitation to appear at her Fairside chat? Donald Trump, who thinks he was responsible for getting Kim Reynolds initially elected back in 2018 here in Iowa, and is none too pleased that she has decided to stay neutral in this race. We've also reported that Trump and his team believe she's been quite helpful to the DeSantis team here, and that has not been taken lightly by the Trump camp. So you have Trump going after Kim Reynolds a few weeks ago, and now the DeSantis super PAC up with this ad trying to make some political hay of that.
Joe Biden is destroying America. And instead of looking to America's future, Trump is busy attacking Republican governors.
My colleague Jeff Zeleny caught up with Governor Reynolds here at the Iowa State Fair, and note how she doesn't commit to remaining neutral all the way through to the January 15th caucuses.
It's really important that they feel that they have kind of a fair shot and they're welcome here in Iowa. And I want Iowans to have the chance to interact with them. And I don't think you should ever say never, never. You know, I just will wait and see what happens.
So with these candidates using the state fair to sharpen their message to voters, to get the free media publicity that all that retail politicking provides, it's all a warm-up to the biggest moment so far in this still developing presidential race, and that will be the first debate in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on August 23rd. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like the show, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Steve Lichtai is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Fez Jamil is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Krista Bowe and Anna Sterla. We'll be back Monday.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.